Audie's reports from Europe this week have been the subject of several letters in our inbox. Listener Ariadne Liu in Australia told us she appreciates hearing these voices, writing this: thanks for getting outside of the U.S. to get some other opinions.
We've also received notes from people questioning the voices we've been hearing. Here's part of a letter from Roger Lieb in Los Angeles. What forces cause you to focus on the inconveniences Muslims face, rather than the terror that European Jews are once again confronting? How about instead interviewing and getting the feelings of Jews who no longer feel safe remaining in Europe because of the fear they confront at the hands of anti-Semitic Muslims?
A story we aired about the retirement of Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski prompted Rebecca Rosinski to write us from Conway, Arkansas. The report referred to the senator's height and the fact that the Baltimore Sun once described her as a vicious terrier. Well, Ms. Rosinski writes this: it is sad that even a piece celebrating the senator's career couldn't refrain from replicating in miniature some of the prejudicial attitudes and assumptions that women like Senator Mikulski have had to face and fight for so much of their professional lives.
And Ms. Rosinski goes on, I doubt you would read this comment on the air, but if you did, I imagine you would do so in a bemused and patronizing tone, completing the trifecta of condescension.
What got the most response so far this week is the series we launched Monday called What Shapes Health? NPR's Laura Starcheski told us about the Adverse Childhood Experience Quiz, or ACE for short. It tallies hallmarks of a rough childhood, which could be an indicator of future health problems.
We posted the questionnaire on our website, and many of you were curious to find out your own ACE scores. Listener Karen Mattson in Seattle wrote in with a thank you for, as she puts it, bringing this amazing work to the public. The ACE study, she says, is revolutionizing social services.
By the way, our What Shapes Health series will continue next Monday and Tuesday. And as always, we appreciate your feedback. If you like something you hear or you don't, tell us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the very bottom of the page.